This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, guys. Hey, the band's back together.
Good morning, Joysters, before we head off into that.
A couple of weeks of weirdness, hasn't it, that we haven't sort of been in the same studio together. Good. I mean, been relaxing.
It's been pleasant, hasn't it?
I thought that maybe there was actually only one Murphy and the two of you couldn't be seen in the same room.
Anna in drag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how it works. Good morning, everyone. Look,
I was right in something else then, and then I just caught what you said. How rude. I've seen you in drag.
Before we get into the funny parts of the show, this morning we should kick off the morning. If you just open your eyes.
Yeah, sorry about
it
this
is with
news.
Sad news, and we hate to break it to you, but Prince, or Symbol, has passed away, actually. 57
sadly,
he turned.
This morning, yeah, or yesterday. The news has come through this morning, yes.
The news
very
this
sad
morning.
News out of.
And it is sad because I think you'll find that most people had, along the way, a favourite Prince song. He was a crazy little dude, but he was
one of the most
so
brilliant
talented.
Entertainers. And do you know what? Really annoyed I didn't get tickets to see him when he came in recently. But I mean, we did try, and it was like those tickets just sold like, you know, and his fans will be, you know, there'll be a lot of devastated. But I have to say it. God, there's a rock show going on up there in heaven, isn't there? At the moment?
There is indeed. Like, it just feels like it's one after the other. But he was an incredible man. 100 million albums he sold over
100 million. Wow.
Over 40 years, which is quite incredible. And apparently he performed at a dance party in Minnesota on Sunday to say to people, hey, listen.
Hey, I'm okay.
I'm okay. Everything's fine.
He'd been taken to hospital or a plane had landed because he had the flu. So that was the last we heard of him last week. And then sadly he's passed away this morning.
But
so.
We don't want to. Look, you know what? As most musos, people who create music actually do it for a reason, which is to actually make people feel better, to entertain. So we're not going to dwell on the fact that he has passed away. What we're going to do this morning is we're just going to throw it out to you guys. We're going to do it through the course of the morning. Just send him what your favourite Prince song was.
Yeah.
And we'll endeavour to get those played at some stage during the course of the show.
We're going to do a little Prince-a-thon. So if you,
I love that.
We'll see how many we can.
The Murphy's Law
Prince-a-thon. Murphy's Law Prince-a-thon.
Let us know your thoughts. 0427 Joy 9.9 honourajoy.org.au. And we'll make it a little lighthearted this morning and try and rev things up a little bit. 20 minutes to 7, heading for top of, haven't got the weather up yet. A bit slack this morning.
Oh dear, so. 15 degrees.
No, it's 15.
It's top of 18.
Top of 18 today.
God, hasn't that taken a tumble? Well, 30 degrees the other day.
Not too bad though, 18 at this time of the year. It's all right.
It's pretty good actually.
It's pretty good, bit of sun.
The word mild springs to mind,
mild, which is
it?
Not what we'd say about Taylor Swift's hair.
Oh, now listen, I reckon... yes, this has been a slow week for me, but I reckon I might be deeply in tuned.
Oh.
With T-Swizzle now.
Really?
In tune, because I spent 3 weeks in India just listening to that album over and over.
Right.
I reckon
her
and I, the whole time, like I was late. I'm going to admit it, I was late on the T-Swizzle bandwagon.
You were. You
not as
it.
Late as the Madonna bandwagon. That was a hard
that was a That was 20-odd years. Mm.
That took a while. But T-Swizzle got me, but eventually... Well, I'm a little bit too old, I think, to say T-Swizzle, but I'm going with
no,
it.
No, I say it all the time. I love her.
And the whole thing about her, I've thought, because she's, I find her a little bit awkward when she dances and stuff like that. Like, she's still got that awkward girl thing, but she's so talented, it doesn't bother me. The thing has bothered me, if I had to get picky, is I'm thinking, God, you're beautiful, but we've got to get rid of that rat brown hair. You know?
Oh,
it's just that, you know?
Yeah.
It was just a bit...
Rat brown, almost mousy
no,
brown.
No, well, see, I had a hairdresser tell me years ago when I said mousy, he went, don't talk it up, it's rat brown.
Oh, rat
so,
brown.
You know, and I am
rat
somebody...
Rat brown.
I am somebody who has to dye it away, you know? Yeah. And I've thought, God, you're gorgeous, you just need to do something about that. This week it's happened.
Oh.
At Coachella Festival this week and on the cover of Vogue magazine, platinum blonde Taylor Swift.
Oh, dear.
Swift.
How does that look? She's very pasty
she
as
looks
well.
Amazing.
Just, really? It looks
good. Bright red lips and stuff. Looks hot.
Do you reckon Calvin Harris might be having some influence here?
He's going to cool her up.
Yeah. Do you reckon the next album he does is going to be full of T-Swizzle remixes? With the
no,
new
I don't think that. I think they've said that they don't want to work together.
Oh, they all say that until they want to make more money. True. We said we'd never work together.
We're not making any money. Maybe that's where we're going wrong.
Probably, I would say so.
Anyway, I don't know. And that's about as exciting as my week has been.
Oh, that's it.
I'm upset. I'm so fangirling over
T-Swizzle. That's all you brought to the table this morning is that. That's it. We've got another
so
two.
So far, I believe I'm the only one that has brought anything to the table. Well, so I don't think we need to get too.
Oh, let's not have a table off here. Like, seriously, it's early in the piece. Well, we've only been doing this show for 13 minutes.
Whose hair do you like?
Whose hair do I like?
Yeah, well.
Oh, so we're going to talk about hair all morning.
Well, I'm talking about Taylor Swift's
I like Bert hair. Newton's hair, actually. just on 14 minutes to 7, heading for a top of 18 degrees today, Murphy.
Yes, we are.
We are indeed.
I quite like it. A little bit cooler. Because I have moved into a new apartment, as we
but
all know.
But you've got an aircon and a heater and in there. It doesn't matter.
No, I know. But it feels a bit silly in April.
You're still living
using
in this
air conditioning.
Past when you lived in that dog box up in Toorak and,
no, it's fabulous.
And didn't have any heater or cooling and...
No, that was hard.
Whatever. Now, you shouldn't even be talking about the weather because you're fine and comfortable when your new air-conditioned
Well, apart from the fact that
cycle.
One of the windows is stuck open, so it was like a bloody wind tunnel this morning at 4 o'clock.
Are we
Sorry.
On air? Are we
yeah.
on air?
Sorry. Good morning, Joysters, and welcome.
Good morning. Was interesting work last week that I had.
Yes, you've been missing in action.
Yes.
Now, you were up at the national titles.
Yes, I was up at the national diving titles. I was actually coaching kids, but I thought I'd go in it.
Oh, no right. show without punch.
No, because, you know, they have a senior citizens category.
Oh,
but
dear.
It's not really. It's just like a, you know, a master's
yes.
competition. And there was quite a few of them going in.
So elderly thought, and agile.
And fun.
And fun.
And fun. And so I thought I'd go in it. And and my coach, the guy who was coaching me, says, oh, are you going to train for this? I thought, oh, you know, I'll jump in the week before and have a
It's not like it used to be,
no.
is it?
See, years ago I'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then I got to Sydney and obviously was confronted with judges and an audience. So that was the part that was the worst because there was complete silence. An audience
the
watching
sound
judges.
Of silence.
Very serious faces. So, you know, not
hey,
naturally.
How to make it really difficult.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'll just rock up and not train for
and,
this thing.
You know, you're around elite little kids and, you know, athletes and anything between sort of 13 and 18.
Oh,
and they're all ripped because they all train 700 times a
Well, in fairness, you
a,
do train very hard. It's
well,
not like you've.
No, but it's you know, but when you throw yourself out there in front of a massive crowd of people and it's just you. Your little chamois wipe thing that you use and your Speedos, it can be quite daunting.
You feel like a little vulnerable there.
Just a little sort of like, you
in
know, you just kind of like,
news.
Just have to throw, you're just out there. You just.
It's funny, I never think about boys feeling vulnerable in their Speedos.
No,
suppose,
but you just. No, but
you know, I just sort of think that you just, you know, you're just used to getting your kit off.
No, well, usually at the gay disco we do. But
Tim's nodding.
Yeah, Tim's nodding. But it was quite an
experience.
Oh,
so you need it dark with music.
Yes. Yes, if it had been music playing, dark and some disco lights and whatever.
It's the harsh reality.
Just a, you know, like maybe the diving board was just like a mirrored dance floor sort of thing that you could, that would have changed the dynamics.
It
would have been right at home.
Maybe
but
you should rock up and put glitter on.
Maybe I should.
You won't feel so nude.
Maybe, I won't.
But anyway, doll, how did you go?
Oh, good. I picked up a little. We talked about it on air last week.
Yes, that's right.
So I got a little silver, and when I say little, they're tiny. It's as big as
like
a Diet Coke lid. And plastic.
But beggars can't be choosers.
What happened there? Like years ago, they were huge. Maybe it was just small. But now that I've got bigger, they're only really tiny. And so I got a silver and a bronze.
Oh, congratulations.
And this live. Thank you very much. Thank
you
very much.
Do you want to give yourself the clap?
I can't. I've probably given myself a clap once or twice over the years, but anyway, we'll give that a.
I can't find it.
No, I can do
it. Oh, there you go. Oh.
Sorry, wrong sound effect. Anyway, I've lost all train of thought of where I was going. So, yeah, a couple of medals, but I've got this little girl who I coach, and she comes up and she goes, can I see your medals? I go, yeah. And I show them to her, and she goes, that's okay. I've got a gold texture, and we can just make them gold. So even at that age, they're learning to cheat. I think it's fabulous.
No, you're not supposed to be encouraging them to cheat, Dom. I think congratulations that
thanks.
You're still getting up
well
there
done.
On the diving board.
Oh, thanks. Look, I advise and support anyone who starting to get a little older, get out there and give it a bash. If you used to play roller hockey, go and play roller hockey again.
Go and do it.
calisthenics at school. Go and do it.
Ooh, later
years.
That can be hard if you've had a break from that.
What did you used to do when you were tiny tot?
No, I wasn't a sporting
We never used
enthused.
To run because mum told you had bad ankles.
Yeah, no, I had something wrong with my heels as a kid and they said don't run.
Ever.
But that's like, that's a, something
they
that
probably
you,
meant for a week.
No, on that's something
ever.
You grow out of and I just took that literally and never really did. I'm actually embarking on a new fitness campaign myself.
Are you really?
But it is hard when you've slowed up there for a bit and then I've had my toe done a couple of weeks ago. So
oh, yeah,
it's
the
hard.
Toe.
You know, you're toe
gate.
Stiff and it is
How's that
toe
going?
Gate. Well, it's okay. I can't say it's 100% better.
are we still on air?
I don't know.
On another note, this mother in the UK has bought a toy for her daughter. And it's a like a remote control. It's like learn how to be a couch potato at an early age. Anyway, so it's a remote control and it's you press the buttons and it speaks to you in a loud voice. But you can do it in English or French.
Right.
All right. So unfortunately, she'd left it with the daughter for quite a while and the daughter was playing with it and because...
In the French mode.
Yeah, the little baby. The yes. baby's now like in French mode and she's left it with the baby and come back and she's now fearful that the baby's first words
it's going to
could be an F word.
An
because
F-bomb.
It kind of sounds a little suspicious.
We're going to play it for you now.
We're going to just play it because I don't know. I haven't heard this. I just wanted to see what she's what all the hype's about. Let's.
Fuck.
So,
the actual button is in fact saying sunk. Sunk.
Oh, so she's pressing
for the five.
Und und zwei, quatre, sunk.
Sank. It does sound like something else, doesn't it?
Sounds like suck.
Well, she's outraged. Outraged, says Samantha.
I'd be outraged too.
I think this should be taken off the shelves immediately and I'd like to be given my money back. It's an outrage. I am furious. Well, my point about that, Samantha, is why don't you just turn it back to the English version?
Yeah, that's it.
It would be saying five, and that'd be annoying enough.
Well,
get
something more interesting. Get something more interesting than a controller, like maybe an Etch-a-Sketch or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe sit down and play with your child, Samantha.
Yeah, play Uno or something. Don't just give her a remote control, which is teaching her how to be a couch potato, you stupid woman. I hope you're enjoying the show. Like, I hope we lifted your spirits slightly. It's a somber day.
It
Prince
is
passed
a somber
away.
Day.
Great guy, though. What an awesome legend. And he's now immortalised as a true, true legend.
And that's the thing with these artists, too. It's very sad with their passing, but their gift to the world is like, I mean, we will forever have the music and be able to touch back. It's like they're amazing people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to, God bless him and yep. RIP.
You want to send in a message or you want to send in a song from Prince, let us know 0427JOY949 honorandjoy.org.au.
We have had a request for Little Red Corvette.
Oh, that's going to come up.
From somebody who said
imagine
a sad
if you didn't play that.
Imagine.
What kind of a tribute show is this?
Exactly. Well, it's not a very well
like,
thought out one.
If you didn't play Little Red Corvette, you'd be like, well, then it'd fall into the hands of Leo after 9 o'clock. And we
absolutely.
We're going to use up all the big tracks.
So for those of you who are unaware, Leo did request that we plug his show.
No,
he's doing a tribute.
Plug in your show, buddy.
Prince tribute later.
Plug your own show.
Well, we are in effect.
Oh, we are
even
kind of,
through
aren't
our
we?
Bitchiness, we are plugging Leo's show. So congratulations,
I love Leo. Hey,
we
listen, can I just talk quickly? I don't know whether anyone else has been in this situation, but I had my bank account fleeced and on Monday. So I've lost all my money.
What do you mean?
Well, my money's been stolen out of my bank account.
How much?
A few grand.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just telling you all, just check your accounts. Go through your thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because
see, I checked mine.
Well, it was funny because I looked on internet banking and I went, wow. There's 500 out of there, that ATM, 500 there, 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 all from the same ATM in Sydney. Where I was last week, but it happened on Monday this week when I was back in Melbourne. So, hey, it happens.
Did you lose a card?
No, the card was with me. So I don't know how they've done
it. They have to give that back then, don't they?
Well,
if they investigate that,
so.
Like the bank has to, because if that's...
I know. It's awkward. I feel violated, to be quite honest.
I thought that had been happening to me, actually.
It happened to me.
It's actually just me.
Yeah, no, it happened to me.
Did it?
I got home from work and my partner was like, have you been shopping? Excuse me? Have you bought a new TV? No.
Well, like, do you see it? A new TV?
And then we realised it was from Bing Lee, which clearly is in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I was
Bing
like, no,
Lee.
Mate. haven't been to Sydney.
Oh, so someone bought a TV on your... TV. Wow. Yeah, see, did you get it back? Did you get the money back?
Got the money back.
Wow. It takes a while, though. Yeah, wait 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts. If anyone else has been hacked...
Fleeced.
Let us know. 0427.
What an awful world we live in sometimes.
Join 949. It's not really. I mean, I'll get the money back. It's not a little doom and gloom.
No, it could be worse.
Yeah. But can you...
I don't know how.
Are you able to shout breakfast this morning?
I knew that was coming. It just got worse. Now, listen to me.
Yeah.
In that song...
Yeah.
Something was brought to my attention. Oh, Timothy, we were discussing... Guard. What did you do during the week?
I went on Wednesday morning...
Yes.
...to a sober...
Sober.
Wednesday morning, midweek rave.
We didn't even hear rave. You lost us at sober.
So I kind of wish I wasn't.
Yeah. Oh,
so it was a midweek
rave.
Morning rave.
That's fine. We're not promoting alcohol, but this is an unusual thing. A dance party.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't quite know what I was getting into. I actually thought I was going to a yoga class.
Did you go in your yoga gear?
Yeah.
You did.
Excellent. Oh, sorry, that was a bit loud.
I work for a yoga company.
Yeah, you do.
Athletic company. So,
so that's
like, I felt okay.
Yeah, you know, let's go along to that.
I thought I'll put a bit of sparkle on it and add some extra colour. Wow, what an experience.
Yeah. So 6:30
in the morning.
6:30?
It started at 6:30 till 10 a.m.
So everyone before work, we're just going to go and
look, I don't think these people
rave.
Were going to work.
All right, okay, right.
I wouldn't go looking like that.
All right, okay.
Lots of glitter.
Yeah.
Lots of, there was a man with... lights, his costume lit up.
Right.
Oh, Grandpa Acid did that way back in the piece. But anyway, that's good. That's part of a rave.
Yes, it was very interesting.
Did anyone have fluffy pants?
Yep.
Oh, fluffy pants were
fluffy
in.
Pants.
Oh, wow.
How did you go? Did you get into it?
Can you get into it? Look, I had my backpack on my back because I didn't want to put it in the cloakroom, because if I put it in the cloakroom, that means I'm 2 feet in, right?
You're in.
And
you're in.
I didn't... it was such an odd sensation because I didn't know, did I want to be here? Do I dance awkwardly for a minute?
Well, this is the thing. So I was going to say, you know, it's okay if you're a dancer, which you used to be. But, you know, you still can cut a bit of a...
Murph, I reckon you'd go quite well because you tend to dance in this studio on a Friday morning like an idiot.
I don't have any shame, though.
And
but I do have a bit of social anxiety, and that kind of situation would have made me go...
So there was absolutely no alcohol. Was anyone, I don't know, did anyone look like they were on mushrooms? throw it out there, you know. But
there were people in there that were 100% committed.
Mushrooms on your toes.
They were committed.
They were in for the whole hog. And good on them, I say. Thumbs up. It's a Wednesday morning.
Is it to raise awareness for anything? Like...
I
feel really... I just find that dancing... I mean, unless you're at the Ellen DeGeneres show, you know, because that's
mushrooms.
The thing that you're expected to do now when she does it and she loves that, that's fine.
You're freaking me out.
I feel a bit weird dancing with people.
But isn't it funny? Because when you watch that Ellen show and she goes in the audience and they're all dancing, don't they look awkward?
Awkward.
Yeah, they look awkward.
Really awkward.
Everybody's awkward.
I'm running a party on Sunday night,
actually.
Party.
I'm running a party. Just do a song.
I've got a party on Sunday night. I might change the dynamics and just take away all the alcohol.
No, and lights.
And just lights on. No, don't put any lasers or smoke machines or anything and just and come in your fluffy pants.
Yeah.
Might be something new.
How many of your crowd go in fluffy pants?
I'm sure there's a few that would like to.
Half of them don't wear pants.
So excited. Got a double pass to give away for the Dog Lovers show.
Hey.
Love my puppy. The Dog Lovers show is back again for another year, taking over the Royal Exhibition Building from Friday, April 29th to Sunday, May 1st. It's your chance to be entertained, educated, engaged with your favourite four-legged family member. Performances, presentations and tips for all things dogs. Dr. Chris Brown's going to be down there. Hey, another reason to go. And we've got a double pass to give away. If you want to get your hands on it, what we thought we'd do, very easy... We want to know what your porn name is.
Yes, that's right.
All you got to do is tell us what your first puppy you ever had, name.
And if you didn't have a puppy, the first puppy you knew.
Yeah, exactly. First puppy and your
street name.
That's all you got to do. So
put
ours would have been
Sparky Hardinge.
Sparky Hardinge.
Isn't that sad? We've got to share a porn name. I don't like
it. Well, I'll go with actually. You take it back. We did get the dog when we were in Ballarat. So mine would be Sparky Somerset Drive.
Oh, okay.
And yours, Tim?
Righto. Tona Maramba.
Tona
Maramba.
Who calls a dog Tona?
Sounds like she should be wearing big sunnies and she was all very fluffed up.
Yeah. Rhymes with something else, though, doesn't it? Tona Maramba.
Yeah.
Oh, awkward.
if you want to tell us what yours is, let us know. 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au. We'll put you in the draw to win this awesome prize. Double pass to go to the Dog Lover Show. I love how Prince William's in the paper this morning. He wants to be a normal father with a normal family.
Yeah.
He says he's just determined to bring him up as a normal, just a normal unit, a normal family.
I always struggle with that.
Yeah, what did you struggle with?
Like, because, like, really, you're not normal.
No, you're worth a billion.
You're never going to be normal.
No.
It's never going to be a normal situation. I hate it when they say that. Stop trying to be normal. You're not normal. You don't want to be like us.
No.
We're normal. You're royal. That's different. Yeah. Stop it.
You didn't get your bank accounts fleeced.
No. Do you know what I mean? Like, stop it. You're that's normal. We're just normal people. No, you're not, actually. So shut up. Anyway.
Well, speaking of, we haven't heard from Kate for a while.
A bit ranty today.
I love it. I love Kate, how she, I don't know, I just love her diary.
Oh, well,
and what goes on inside that woman's head.
We haven't had
one for a little while because she's been busy with kids.
She's very busy.
She's turned her back on Murphy's Law and Joy.
Which is a bit rude. I think that's why I've got my nose out of joint.
Yeah, well, she's tapping back into the gay marketplace now.
Oh, okay.
Here's a little excerpt.
Dear diary, well, it's been a while since I've been inside you. I just haven't had the time. Who would have thought that motherhood would be so, so consuming? I barely had time to scratch my royal tush after George was born, and now with Charlotte as well. Well, life is just too busy. However, one should not complain. I mean, we just got back from our tour of India, where we dined with kings and queens, walked the Taj Mahal, got close to, but not too close to, poor street people in Delhi. I mean, I could smell them through the security bulletproof windows of our limo. I really felt connected to their culture. However, the trip wasn't without problems. I know people like to think we royals are invincible and nothing can affect us, but we, like everyone else, got Delhi belly. That's right. William and I were riding the porcelain bus for 2 days straight, shitting through the eye of a needle, laying cable for the information superhighway. William, of course, ended up with ring sting, walking around the Taj Mahal like he was trying to hold a $2 coin between his cheeks. Whereas I lost about 7 kilos of mummy fat and I looked smoking for the rest of the trip. Now we're back now in the castle, celebrating Her Royal Highness's 90th birthday. What an incredible life she has had. Even though I want her to go on forever, it's just not going to happen. Her inevitable death is regrettable, but unfortunately necessary if the people want me to become queen and breathe new life into the monarchy. Pippa and I have a little joke that we often say, which is, one more foot in the grave for Betsy is like one more butt cheek closer to the throne for me. Got to go now. This is Katie saying, keep dreaming about a life like ours, because that's about as close as you're ever going to get.
And the Queen has lit the first of 900 beacons that will light the night sky in Britain to celebrate her 90th birthday. And Hawthorn's defensive stocks have been boosted with the return of Josh Gibson for tonight's AFL clash against the free-scoring Adelaide Crows. Did you hear in the news that I actually said that it was her 900th birthday?
900th.
I
bet she feels that way.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all the same thing. Now, on football, I just need to touch on this. We went and actually watched Collingwood versus Melbourne last Sunday, and here to tell you, hand on my heart, I now go for Melbourne this year. Go, Melbourne.
Oh, no,
the grand old.
I'm turning your mic off. I can't stand it. That's it. Go.
You can't
out.
Do that. You can't,
out. Actually,
you can't
Tim,
abandon your football
no,
team.
No, she can't. No, I'm not putting you back on. You're gone. Out. Get out. Out of the studio. Go. Oh, go. We don't need you,
getting
Tim.
Hot near
people. In the hot seat, please. You'll be taking over this morning. See you later, Anna Murphy. Traitor.
Out on the trains, you do have travel alerts on the Alamein, Belgrave, Hurstbridge, Lilydale and Sunbury lines, and minor delays on the Frankston line, but otherwise everything else is looking good.
Pretty
so
good.
If you can see anything out there that we don't know about, let us know on Your Hands Free on Joy. No, that's not right.
maybe I need Anna Murphy back, actually.
Now it's on air at joy.org.au or 0427JOY949. Go Pies.
Game pass.
They were pathetic. I'm sorry, it was like, excuse me, does anyone...
I'm turning her off again, I can't hear that. She's such a... So...
Debbie Downer.
Just jump and get no support, no fight through spirit. You're hopeless. If you want to go to the dog show, you've got to tell us your first dog you had and the street that you lived in. First street.
This one came through from my partner, said, porn name Nikki Murphy. How's that for a coincidence?
Wow, and ended up with another dog. this one from Philip from Caulfield.
I was trying
to join the dots together then.
Moments where you feel like there was an open door and you just blindly walked in there without questioning, without looking around, in your walk. And then it dawns on you. That's just what happened. Thank you very much, Dave Murphy.
Philip Caulfield.
Rusty Wild Cherry.
Oh, well, I like that.
That's going to end up in a porn movie for sure. This one, Gina from Camberwell. Rambo Williams.
Rambo.
I don't know.
Man.
You're creeping me out. But it sounds like it might have been a St. Bernard. Rambo.
Yeah. This one from Graham.
Was that a movie about a straight, like a feral Rambo dog?
No, it was like he was a fighter in the street.
Oh, that was Cujo.
That was Sylvester Stallone, you idiot. It's not Cujo. Oh, where are we going?
No, anyway, don't worry.
Anyway, this one.
Read the list.
Morning Murphs, Scamp Bond, says Graham. So does that make me a gay secret agent? The name's Bond Scamp Bond, laugh out loud.
And your partner's name, you missed
Oi.
That.
And
Sushi.
Sushi Gunaganoo.
Oh,
Tamworth,
that's
New
not
South
a poor
Wales.
Name unless you've got ping pong balls. Anyway.
So I can't see that catching on as a drag name. I feel like something may have... Do you know what we're... I'd like to say we're out of our rhythm because we haven't been together for the last few weeks, and I apologise for this.
We've
being
done
all
5 years
place.
Together.
But
how much out of sync can we be?
This is just appalling.
Why? Because we say ping pong ball. Have you got a? Is it like clowns to you? You can't focus on ping pong balls.
Now I'm doing a visual gag. That's wrong.
I want to mention this to you this morning, Anna Murphy. A bizarre advert for a new fart pad has got people scratching their heads after it aired in India. Fart pad. The flatulence deodorant pad
India.
Known as Gone Gas Odor Neutralizer can apparently absorb up to 100 farts and can change people's lives.
Wow.
The ad was loaded to YouTube during the month. A wife gave her apparently gassy husband the product. The commercial broadcast in Hindi seemed to show that the wife speaking to the camera about her partner's problems with flatulence. But it appears his problems are all solved once she hands him the unusual pad.
A fart pad.
According to the survey, the average person farts 14 to 15 times a day and claims holding a fart can lead to health problems. The company also claims that the pad is easy to use, easy to dispose of, and easily fits to your undergarments.
And like India needs more problem with pollution.
So
we need more landfill over there.
This will absorb all the foul and embarrassing smell of your flatulence. It also states, stop polluting the lift and be free. Getting into the lift in the morning is always a challenge. It is mostly
full of billion people.
People busy heading to work and the crowd inside makes it difficult to breathe. Then just imagine the condition if one farts out his or her breakfast.
And you know what, though? You're in the land of curry. And I have to say, even the Indians, the breakfast over there, they have this very spicy pickle.
Yeah.
And that's not, I'm actually now going to endorse the fart pad. Been there.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.